I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
It was an accident.
102.9 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Today, Elton John plays the Excel Center. Well, that would be tonight, not today. Today, it's Elton John Appreciation Day on 102.9 The Whale. Bunch of Elton John. Starting at 9 o'clock every hour, we'll give you a couple songs. Get you in the mood, whether you're going or not. The epic song, Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding. Two songs that go together. They've always gone together. That's about 11 minutes worth on Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Well, they weren't supposed to go together. I mean, they didn't even think about it. Here's Elton John.
It was a pure accident. The songs weren't written to go with each other, but after I'd written Funeral for a Friend and we recorded that, we thought it would be great to start the album with that. And we thought, wouldn't it be great if it could go into another song? And I can't remember exactly if we had Love Lies Bleeding written or not, but the two seemed to go together eventually. And then when we had that figured out, it was great to have the first track done for an album, by the way, because like, you're always looking for a lead-off track. We thought that would be a really interesting way to start the album.
That's Elton John's farewell tour. So many are doing it, and now Bob Seger has announced his farewell tour. Leonard Skinner, Paul Simon's doing it, Elton John's doing it. It's called the Traveling Man Tour, kind of continuing last year's Runaway Train Tour. This is going to start November 21st in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Of course, he's going to start it in Michigan. He's not retiring. He's just not going to tour. He had to stop last year's tour because of rupturing a disc in his neck, so he's thinking the road's a little rough. The bad news is, at this point, he's announced a ton of dates. None of them are near us, unless you count Buffalo, and you really shouldn't. But he's going to announce more dates, and I'm sure one of them will be in our area. One could only hope.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 102.9 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.